Now, Rob Power, good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Sam. Good to hear you again as well.
And you too, likewise. Now, starting with the motions, Rob, that you brought to the municipal district meeting first, we'll take a look at that one, if I can find out where I'm after doing with it. Oh, good man, Clem. Hang on there a minute, Rob, now, because... here we go. Yes, dealing with the municipal district, Rob. You were calling on the council to scope what you call a publicly owned rooftop solar pilot across council buildings in Newbridge to do with structures so that energy savings might be achieved. What kind of a response did you get to that?
Yeah, a really positive response. So this is something I brought up earlier in the year in the February meeting, asking that we look into this. And the council have since taken on a project where they're looking across the entire county, as they've answered in the, for that motion. And they've suggested that they're now looking at a project which should go to tender at the end of the year to install solar across all suitable rooftops on council-owned properties in the county. So a really, really progressive move by the council. They're going through that process now at the moment where they look to see what they can do. And we might talk about a motion I had later on about spending and how we manage our spend.
Right.
And investment.
Okay, but indeed. Was that the one you brought to the county meeting?
To the full council, exactly.
Right,
that.
Okay. I'm getting to that. I have that on my agenda here. Moving on the MD motion, you wanted the council to issue a report, this was in your own name and in the name of Councillor Noel Heavey, on how improvements to safety and access to and from River Liffey, the River Liffey, could be provided for local swimmers at Yeomanstown near Victoria Bridge.
Yeah, and we had a good discussion on this with the council, and I appreciate so the council's response was instantly about water safety and preventing people from accessing the Liffey there, and that's of course understandable. I suppose what myself and Noel were trying to achieve was to kind of say from a practical point of view that if people are swimming there, how do we take approaches to make it safer?
Yeah, the council were saying, I noticed in the report, that the location is problematic from the viewpoint of safe pedestrian and cycle access also.
Yeah, and there's this discussion about, look, if we're going to make something safe, how do we add car parks? How do we add toilets? And I'm trying to say is we don't need to have all the bells and whistles to have something basic. And this is not just specific to Victoria Bridge, but in general, I think we should be able to take small measures to improve local amenities like that. Now, conscious the debate was focused on safety and water safety, and that has to be paramount in what we're doing. We also had a discussion around life buoys and the disgraceful actions that are happening where life buoys are going missing and being stolen, and that needs to be tackled too. And I think really where this stems from is in the Newbridge area, as people will be well aware, they're crying out for a swimming space, a swimming pool ideally, but you know, young people are moving to the rivers and the canals where they don't have access to that. So that's the ultimate safety measure there we can have is to provide a pool for the community, which I think is what we all want.
Indeed.
But look, we'll progress those conversations and we'll try and move those along and provide those amenities wherever we can.
And just before we move on to your final motion there, which you brought to the council meeting, as we talk about water safety, could we remind anybody who's near water this weekend, please take care. We want you all back here on Monday alive and well, because the tragic accidents happen in the easiest way, and particularly when we take our attention down and get excited by weather or being at the seaside or being near a river or whatever else. And the same applies to the roads this weekend as well. Road safety, please don't be, I hope there's nobody listening out here today that won't be with us on Monday due to that. On the council, you requested the head of finance to present to members ahead of the budget process a report on capital funding options available to the council, including borrowing, invest-to-save financing, development contributions and blended national and EU supports, together with current borrowing headroom and contribution fund balances. Now, I said to Claire O'Rourke this morning she had got the longest reply that I've ever seen in the council in 20 years. I think you have trumped that. You got the longest one. You might sum it up in plain language for us, Rob, please.
Yeah, and actually, you know what, this might touch on a comment you had earlier about the government debt and all the rest of it. So an interesting fact people mightn't be aware of, councils can't go into debt. So we have to cover our costs every single year. So we always have a balanced budget. There's no borrowing above what we can take in. And actually, that can be problematic in itself, is that we don't have as much room to invest where we urgently need resources or investment. So an example I gave there was the solar project that we'll be looking at later in the year. that's taking money now, and anyone who's got solar on their own roof will understand this. You're spending money now that you're going to get back over the next few years, and ultimately it will free up that little bit of budget in the current expenditure, so on the day-to-day, and that provides more money then for frontline services. So we need to look at these innovative ways of investing our money now in, you know, is it roads that's then going to allow more investment in infrastructure or more investment in, say, the economic side or the commercial side of Kildare, which we then reap the benefits of in terms of rates and all of that coming in as well. So the motion was really about starting a discussion about that. We are hemmed in, as I say, by the what's called the general government balance, and I won't go into too much detail, but that's our ability to borrow.
Yeah.
And that's stemmed nationally as well. So we need to, I think nationally, the government needs to have a look at this as our constraints on local government to invest in those things, and those facilities like the swimming pools, which we know will get a long-term benefit for the community, but we need the support nationally to be able to invest in those up front. And it's just about having that discussion before all of our budget discussions take place later in the year.
Well, I have to say well done on it, Rob, because it's a very informative response indeed. Huge detail on it and good oversight that is happening as well. That's Councillor Rob Power, Fianna Fáil Councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District and the County Council. Enjoy the long weekend, Rob.
Thanks, Ben, and likewise enjoy the weekend.
And you too. Thanks for joining us this morning.